This is KCRW. I'm Jonathan Bastian. Our Curious Coast producer, Ted Mills, is back in the studio today with a question from a listener that he went out to investigate. Hey, Ted.
Hey, Jonathan.
Okay, last time we were talking about the history of Underground State Street, and this week we're talking about something pretty different.
Completely different. Here is our question from listener Bill Hall.
My question is, was there ever pirate activity in Santa Barbara?
Yes, I love a good pirate question. So was there?
Yes, but only one. Only one pirate. His name was Hippolyte de Bouchard, and technically, he wasn't a pirate. He was a corsair.
A corsair. So that's different, I guess. What is the difference?
Well, if you work by yourself, you're a pirate. But if a government hired you to go and pillage, are a corsair. You could keep a cut, but the government got the rest.
Interesting. So the name Bouchard sounds French, presumably. He was from France?
Yes, he was. He was a disillusioned French revolutionary, and he traveled to Argentina because they had just got their independence in 1810, and they hired him to go and sail around the world and attack anything Spanish.
Okay, and I'm presuming that that's how Santa Barbara fits into this at the time.
Oh, yeah, he went everywhere, and then he went to California where the Spanish were. So he went to Monterey first, he sacked that, and then he made his way down the coast till he got to the Ortega Ranch.
Right, a name that's familiar, Ortega Street, for example.
Yeah, and that's where Refugio State Beach is right now.
Got it.
But they knew he was coming, so they came up from Santa Barbara. They took all the goods out of the ranch, and he arrived, and there was nothing there for him to pillage.
I see. Okay, so they knew he was coming. So then what happens next?
So they captured three of his men, and he was angry, and then he burnt down the ranch,
okay.
And he swore he was going to come down the coast to Santa Barbara proper and attack us.
All right, so he brings the boat around, and then who tries to stop him, or what happens?
Well, Captain Jose de la Guerra.
Another street
another
name.
Another name you will recognize. He fooled Bouchard into thinking that we had more men than he did. So Bouchard had 200, we had 50, but he knew that Bouchard was watching this one hill through his spyglass. So de la Guerra marched these men past a thicket of trees where they would change uniform and change the order of the horses and then go around in a circle again.
Oh, to look like they had more people.
Making look like there's this constant flow of troops marching when it was just them going around in a circle.
Got it. So then did he just take off after that? He's like, no thanks, I'm out.
He said, no thanks, you got too many people. He anchored, they exchanged prisoners, and he went on his way.
Okay. So he takes off, and I mean, are there any remnants of his visit?
Yes, there are several in Santa Barbara. If you're down on the wharf, you'll notice there are 12 flags. Those 12 flags are the various nations or companies that have claimed California at one point or another. And number 6 is the Argentine flag.
Because of Bouchard.
For his very brief sojourn in 1818.
Okay, so that's one. What about the others?
There is a painting of him burning down the Ortega Ranch on the second floor of the courthouse.
And you can go and check it out?
Yes, in the corridor.
Okay.
And if you're staying at Refugio State Beach, which is a very nice beach, by the way, one of the campgrounds is named after Bouchard.
You can camp at Bouchard Campground.
You can camp at Bouchard Campground, park your RV there. You will not be attacked by pirates.
All right. The legend of Corsair Bouchard is still here in Santa Barbara. All right, Ted. Well, what's coming up next for Curious Coast?
Our next round of three potential segments is up right now at kcrw.com/curiouscoast and is awaiting your vote.
All right. We'll have you on again when we get the results of those questions. Ted Mills, thanks.
Thanks, Jonathan.
This is KCRW.